producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Couple of announcements, gratifying announcements. Very shortly, when you hear the intro to the show, that's not going to sound the same way because I still have a very good relationship with Larry Pratt, but I have departed. The show has departed from Gun Owners of America. And as of yesterday, from here on out, this show will be being brought to you by Frog Lube. Larry Lasky and Stacy Lasky decided to take the plunge with me. If you've never tried Frog Lube on any of your weapons, well, I'll be talking you into it as time goes on. In addition to that, one of the segment sponsors is going to be G-Code, which makes the very best Kydex holster out there of the tactical type. I'm not talking about the pancake type. This is the kind that they have the rapid transition interface system, or it can be a paddle holster or whatever you want it to be. They have inside the waistband holsters as well. But their Kydex is never, the only Kydex holster that's ever been destroyed in combat was run over by an M1 tank. And they decided to take that plunge with me as well. And I'd like to thank them. They've been with me for quite a bit. And, now they're with me in a bigger capacity, and all because I'm at Genesis Communications. More on that as time goes on. You'll start hearing about this stuff. I got to get a lot of audio done. A lot of audio, a lot of things are going to get redone. The National Gun Victims Action Council, day before yesterday, they called publicly for Tracking Point to ban sales to civilians, saying that only certain groups would buy the rifles. Now, if you've never heard of Tracking Point is it's actually an optics system. It's a very high-tech optics system. With this, you can see something up to, 1,200 yards away with it. You can mark it with the optics system and then pull the trigger, and as soon as the optic locks back on that point that you stuck out there, when it tracks that point, the weapon will discharge and the round is going downrange. So you don't have to be, trained by DevGru to be a sniper anymore. You can get the tracking point system. The only problem with the tracking point system, as far as getting out there and actually bringing it into play, you got to come to the table with at least $20,000. This is not something that, you're going to see going out of gun shows in droves. This is this costs as much as a very nice used car. The NGVAC believes that the group, that they don't see this as being something used for self-defense. And with that in mind, they only see one market for civilian sales of these guns. They believe that only three groups will buy these rifles: insurrectionists, terrorists, and hate groups. And CEO Elliot Feynman said in a release, given the sniper rifle's deadly accuracy, no one is safe. This cannot be allowed. I got bad news for you, Elliot, okay? I can go get a couple of deer hunters out of Wisconsin, and they can do nearly as much damage with a lot less money spent somebody knows what they're doing with a Remington 700 and a $500 or $600 or $700 optic on it, $1,400 worth of gun and rifle and optic and everything else, and a little bit of time is as deadly as anybody picking up a tracking point. The tracking point system relies on a computerized scope loaded with features that is hardwired to a rifle. It locates and tags the target with software programmed into the scope. With the target tagged, the user must depress the trigger and hold on until the reticle inside the scope realigns with the tag. Once everything aligns properly, the round fires. Tracking Point has expanded its facilities, gotten praise for innovation, fired its management, began talks with the military, released new products, including a more affordable bolt-action rifle and an AR-15. The NGVAC stated that in May it contacted Tracking Point directly, asking the manufacturer to stop marketing and selling its guns to civilians. When it did not get a response from the company, the group coupled with other pro-gun control groups, such as Fates United to Prevent Gun Violence, the Newtown Alliance, Action Alliance, wrote to the CEOs of Google and Apple. Why that was done is beyond me. They told them, we ask that they stop distributing the tracking point application, which enables the rifle's precision accuracy, and that they take steps to bar tracking point from using their names in promotional efforts. Now they're calling for legislation. Elliot, I want you to listen to me very carefully. If anybody knows Elliot, please get this soundbite to him. There are much more dangerous, affordable weapons in the world. There are. And this optic that scares you, you know, I see right through what you're doing. You want to ban something. All these guys are always wanting to ban something. If we can ban this, then, you know, has anybody committed a crime with a tracking point enabled rifle yet? I haven't heard of it. And wanting to ban this runs akin to Chris Christie in New Jersey. You know, he wanted to ban the Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifle. I'm unaware of anybody ever using a Barrett in a crime. I'm unaware of anybody ever using, you know, they talk about, well, you know, a Barrett can take down an airliner. Has anybody done that? There's lots of things that can take down an airliner. But they're always wanting to ban something. And they want to ban something because they know when they ban it, the momentum begins. If they ban this, of course, it's not going to affect crime. So then we have to go back and ban other things to try to affect crime. And no matter what they ban, no matter how much of it they ban, no matter how much of it they get rid of, crime still occurs. There'll still be guns and crime. You cannot put the genie back in the bottle. The guns were not developed to be tools of crime, but they've been prostituted into it. And for those of us that want to defend ourselves, tough luck, buddy. You don't get to ban anything. Don't buy it. Do like the philosopher would, and if you see one, run away. Run away quickly. The fact that a product might be misused by someone is not a reason to ban its lawful use by law-abiding citizens. Cars get misused all the time. Knives get misused all the time. Baseball bats. Fertilizer. I mean, you name it. A criminal is a imaginative sort of dude. And that's their weapon. Their imagination is their weapon. Their mind is their weapon. Just like your mind is your weapon. And, you know, if you want to really ban something and save a bunch of lives, maybe we need to ban doctors. Could we ban them? Oh, no, they have utility. So do cars. So do guns. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 20th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.56, $672.28 for a half ounce, or $336.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.28, and three.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Our president has signaled that he would really like to go the way of Australia. Australia had an incident they refer to as the Dunblane Massacre, where supposedly somebody of limited mental capacity managed to be quite the Annie Oakley in there because he got an outrageous number of headshots off in a very brief amount of time. But what they did was they basically went into a massive, as they called it, gun buyback program. Then they confiscated and destroyed more than 1 million registered rifles and shotguns and handguns forcibly taken from licensed gun owners. And there are no, for the most part, civilians don't own guns in Australia now. Now, criminals do. They're making them, if it comes down to it. Smuggling is a big thing. They've got gun crime exploding in Australia right now, but Obama's not going to tell you about that because he doesn't care about that. Using the horrific incident that occurred in Newtown, Connecticut, he said that there's no advanced developed country that would put up with this. And he wants to impose Australia's response. That's top on his agenda. The nation, basically, that nation, he said, basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws. Well, they don't have a Second Amendment. They don't have a constitution like ours. He wants you to believe this notion, which is an outright lie. It's an outright lie, and he knows it. He wants you to believe that taking and destroying your guns will stop a remorseless killer from obtaining guns to inflict horrific random violence. And that's senseless. It's a lie. It's disingenuous. I mean, pick out an adjective and we'll run with it. He's complained that the failure to enact his gun control legislation is the biggest frustration of his presidency. And then, now, this is where we go into the misinformation, because then he follows that up and says, we couldn't even get a background check bill to make sure if you're going to buy a weapon that you have to actually go through a fairly rigorous process. So we know who you are, so that you just can't walk up to a store and buy a semi-automatic weapon. We already have a background check law in place, Mr. President. You know that as well as I do. Your former Secretary of State's husband signed it into law. And it fails. You're correct on that. It does fail, but it's there. This subterfuge that they try to push out there, that if we could just keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. But the way they always go about it is to take guns out of the hands of the right people. And I'm getting real tired of that mechanism. I really am. And then they lie about it. And it's not that he's ignorant as to current law. Universal background checks, which has been endorsed by some, you know, believe it or not, Alan Gottlieb wanted to get involved in that from the Second Amendment Foundation. Universal background checks only work if we have a gun registry. Now, California has a gun registry, and New York State has a gun registry. What's wrong with a gun registry, Bill? California also has a gun confiscation unit. So if you run afoul of the law, or if they think you've run afoul of the law, or if you've ever taken Zoloft, at any given time, they can decide to, since they know where the guns are, right? That's what they want to know where the guns are. Since they know where the guns are, they can roll up on you. And not only do they take the guns that are in your name, but they have something called constructive possession, where they take every gun in the house. If you have five adults living in the house and all five of you are armed, when they show up, all five of you are disarmed by edict of the state. Every time we've ever seen a gun registry, we've seen mass confiscation. And listen to his words. So we know who you are. That's what he and the other gun grabbers in Congress are after. Their common sense first step. His universal background check is a prelude to universal gun registration. And I mean, ask anybody from Australia. They'll tell you, don't let them. Don't ever let them try to make you register your guns. If they know you have them, they can come and take them, and there is no resisting. And that was the key to the massive gun theft that was done by the government of Australia. He endorsed this right after the D.C. Naval Yard shooting. Another person that slipped through the... not even the cracks. I mean, these were big, wide, gaping thoroughfares that Aaron Alexis got through. And had proper ID, had proper clearance. Now, the Australian Broadcast Corporation, after that, said, the U.S. President Barack Obama says it's time for America to follow the examples of countries like Australia when it comes to gun control. This was applauded by Vladimir Putin out of Russia Today. Obama cites Australia's gun confiscation as an example for U.S. and opined, if a buyback program and the introduction of new laws were considered in the U.S., the same effects seen in Australia would mean that as many as 40 million firearms would be taken away. Now, what's in his way is the Second Amendment. So consider this. If Obama were to insert somebody like Chuck Schumer or Eric Holder into the Supreme Court, what do you think happens to all of the Constitution at that point? But the most important aspect of his threat is this step at a time. This is what they do. This is what they do. And we have to resist this at all costs. This president should not, cannot, and will not be allowed to have his way on that one. I keep wondering to myself, is he actually the one that wants to be the president that started a revolution or an American Civil War, Volume 2? He's got bad news for him. We see right through it. I mean, I see what's going on around here. Everybody sees what's going on around here. And he thinks nobody's paying attention. When we get back, coming into the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about Second Amendment advocates being assailed. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm always on the lookout for the anti-gunners. You can always tell who they are because they are hysterical. In all ways, they're hysterically funny. They can't control themselves at all. And here is a missive, I believe this key, that came out of Huffington Post or the Daily Beast by Ellie Mistel, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that first name right. It might, Ellie Mistel. And I'll give this to you in verbatim. Listen closely. Do you hear that sound? That's the sound of gun rights advocates admitting a yawning silence over the death of Michael Brown. An unarmed teen was shot dead in the street, sparking a national controversy. In any other situation like that, the Second Amendment nuts would be telling us that perhaps the victim could have defended himself if he had a gun. In other news, citizens' constitutional rights are being abridged by state actors. The Second Amendment is there, at least in part, so that ordinary citizens may defend themselves from the state unlawfully abridged constitutional should the state unlawfully abridge constitutional rights. So the story goes. If the feds were trying to bring medicine into an episode of Doomsday Preppers, gun nuts would be talking about their rights to a well-armed militia. In Ferguson, the government is arresting journalists and not a peep for those who think the Second Amendment is necessary to give citizens the ability to defend their constitutional rights. The Daily Beast called out the NRA today. This is the kind of situation the NRA usually politicizes to full effect. Hysterical. Now, first things first, I haven't said as much as I could say about the Ferguson incident because I don't know all the facts. Neither does Ellie Mistel know all the facts. Somebody not having a gun does not mean they're not dangerous. Now, this police officer that shot him was a model police officer. This is the way we would want all police officers to be. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not looking at Michael Brown as a victim. He sells some Swisher Sweets. He was going to go make some blunts. Blunts are made with marijuana and PCP. We already know marijuana was in his system. Was PCP. PCP makes you lose reason. It would make you charge a gun. I saw a video the other day like 3 blocks away from Ferguson, where a guy stole some soda and some other stuff, set it on the sidewalk, waited for the cops to show up. When the cops show up, he pulls a knife and gets up on the cops, and he gets in within the danger distance. He's within between 9 and 12 feet with a knife before they finally open fire. And when they pull up, he's screaming, "Shoot me!" at him. Does that make him a victim when they shot him? If you approach somebody with a gun, whether it's a cop or anybody else, and you have a knife, are you then a victim of gun violence? According to these people, you would be. But they're not done. He says the last thing Ferguson needs is more guns. I don't think that the protesters should be armed, the homeowner should be armed, the store owner should be armed, or at this point, I clearly untrustworthy cops should be armed. But there's no real mystery as to why gun rights groups have holstered their legal arguments defending the Second Amendment. Gun rights groups want white people to have guns, and they don't want minorities to have guns. It's that simple. The NRA is an organization with overwhelmingly white membership. I think Kanye West could tell you how much they care about black people. Well, Kanye West, he's an entertainer. He knows how to belt out a really good song. I don't know. How do you compare a millionaire to what's going on in Ferguson? When did a hip hop singer become a socio professor? But here's what it boils down to. First of all, gun ownership is across the board. And I don't play the racial card on this very much because, I served in the military and I served with a huge, vast swath of American people. I served with Puerto Ricans, I served with black Americans, I served with Asian Americans, I served with Hispanic Americans, all volunteers, all throwing up their hands. We forgot who we were when we were in the military. It was never, look, there's Brady, the Caucasian, or Juan, the Korean, Sanchez, the Hispanic, Ledette, the black guy. It was never none of that stuff. None of it, ever. We were a platoon. We had each other's backs. I just talked the other day about the Huey P. Newton Gun Club taking a little stroll with the long guns in sight. Every one of them black. Every one of them exercising their Second Amendment right. And you know what? Good for them. Good for them. Black Americans, you are half the murder victims in the United States today. Arm yourselves and fight back. In Florida, they do that. Most of your stand your ground cases that are successfully held up as stand your ground, 44% of them in Florida are black Americans doing it. So, shut up, Ellie Mistel. You don't know what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with what color somebody is or something else. In a self-defense situation, and by the way, the cops are normally the only ones, the cops in the military, they're the quote-unquote only ones that should have guns. This was a cop that did this. This was a cop. You were the ones that wanted all this stuff. Now you're saying that the militarized police maybe not such a smoking hot idea, but that's okay. You're welcome to catch up to us if you want to. But don't get out there and conflate a bunch of stuff and get out there and say that we should be saying something. I don't think Michael Brown was a victim. I don't think Trayvon Martin was a victim. Not having a weapon and attacking somebody doesn't mean that you don't fight back. And some people, in the face of certain threats, can't fight this person on an even keel. And where does the victim, where is he supposed to figure out that this attack is going to stop? Where does this end? How does this end? There's no questionnaires being filled out, so just shut up, please. Shut up. You don't want me to have a gun, that's fine. Do your worst. I took an oath, and I fully support your right to say all this stupid stuff you're saying, but at the same time, just the fact that you don't like the fact that I walk around armed, you wouldn't even know me if you saw me based upon where my gun is, because you're never going to see my gun. Because I know what I'm doing. And in that 11th hour, I saw a video the other day of a woman walking into a grocery store. And two kids walked by her and snatched her purse. And they didn't hit her, but she was knocked to the ground as they snatched her purse. That kind of thing can hit you anywhere. And it doesn't matter if you're carrying a gun. You can't stop that. But I know that danger is all around. And if that were you, you'd be calling me daddy. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming out of, this is definitely coming out of the Huffington Post. They're talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. And this is the preamble to it. 7 years ago, the Supreme Court decided, actually it was six, in District of Columbia versus Heller to strike down the city's handgun ban, thereby establishing a Second Amendment right to possess a gun. This all happened in 2008, believe it or not. Supreme Court had previously followed the actual language of the Constitution, which established the right to bear arms only in the context of a well-regulated militia. Well, that's another story altogether. Previously to 1968, we didn't. Well, actually, previously to 1934, we didn't have the government trampling on every right we own. But that's okay. They continue. Of the four presidential assassinations in his. Let me try that again. Presidential assassinations, I'm sounding like Al Sharpton, in U.S. history, two, Lincoln and Garfield, took place in Washington, as did the most recent near miss. John Hinckley's 1981 attack on Ronald Reagan. This isn't rocket science. Now segue to today, where the courts deal another blow to the D.C. gun ban this summer in the case of Palmer versus the District of Columbia, which included the Second Amendment Foundation, a legal arm of the gun rights lobby, as a plaintiff. Alan Skura, he was the one that argued it. Lead plaintiff in the case, Tom Palmer, is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank in Washington, D.C., Palmer, who is gay, told the Washington Post that 32 years ago he used a pistol to scare off 19 or 20 men who threatened to kill him. That incident took place in California, where it was then legal to open carry a gun in public, but only if it wasn't loaded. 2011, California made it illegal to open carry a gun in public, whether it was loaded or not. What this boils down to is they just think... They think the Second Amendment is about hunting. There's a book out right now called The Second Amendment, a Biography. Here's the thing that I don't like about gun grabbers, because occasionally, even in radio, we do this. We're looking at demographics. Okay? If I've got a product that I want to support the show, and it's primarily made for women. I need to be able to show that women listen to the show. So we're always looking at demographics. We're looking at race. We're looking at this. We're looking at that, because that's where money is. And maybe that's a mistake even for us to do this. Because according to the gun grabbers, who are the most racist of all of them, all the guns are in the hands of a few rich white guys. All 400 million of them. What's his boy's name? Michael Waldman. He wrote this book, The Second Amendment Biography. He says fewer people own more guns. They don't believe that owning guns is part of the American mainstream. However, it is part of the American mainstream. When you've got over 100 million gun owners, how many have to be out there for it to be considered mainstream? I mean, if we were to take a gun ownership census and broke it down, I'll bet you there's a higher percentage of black gun ownership than there's a percentage of black Americans in the United States. I'll bet you that's the case. I'll also bet you that they would subvert any and all of that data that were to come out, because they're... are a lot of new gun owners out there today, and they're all young, and they're all hipsters, and they're all urban, and a lot of them are female. But once and for all, there are regular people that live in Washington, D.C. People like the President of the United States, Congress, and all these other people. Some of these people have armed details. They have armed guards that have some sort of a credential where they can carry a gun in the district, and they are armed, and the people that they protect are protected. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how good your detail is. If somebody wants to get to you, they will get to you. There is no way to guarantee any individual safety in this world today. So getting out there and setting aside the District of Columbia, if anything, the District of Columbia should be leading the way and not get out there and be telling everybody, well, we're special because we have all these VIPs. Every single one of those people in D.C. can be replaced with a snap of the fingers. There is no one there that is indisposable. To me, they are nothing more than well, high-paid temps. That's it. That's all. Getting out there on a constant basis and trying to say, well, we're special because we're in D.C. We are the leadership of the... big deal. Every state has a governor and a general assembly or a legislature or everything else. If the federal government disappeared tomorrow, I don't even know that we would notice it, except we see less about them in the news. Now, on the other hand, in a family with fathers and mothers and children and everything else, a home invasion that comes in and kills one family member, you can't replace them. And there is no closure. If they catch the guy and execute the guy that does it, there is no closure. When that guy's executed and dead and done, you're still looking at empty space in the house. You're looking at a picture that has one more person in there, in that picture, than is presently currently there in the house. Never going to be back there in the house. You can't get closure from that. Family members are irreplaceable. There's no way to replace them if you lose them to violence. Now, the midterm elections are coming up, and somehow this has become a thing where they don't want people toting guns. That's their terminology. They don't want people toting guns in Washington, D.C. That is the biggest aberration I've ever heard. This is the biggest... people who actually believe that taking guns away makes them safer, they have been so misled. by the tyrants, that it makes me sad, makes me angry. Every state that has to face this, we've got to be behind. We've got to do whatever we can to help them. Sometimes that's better, easier said than done. I have often mused out loud that one day there might be two Americas. There might be a liberal America and there might be a more conservative America. The conservative America, we're not going to be worried about climate change and fossil fuel, and we're not going to be taxing so much, and government's going to be smaller, and we'll have guns and we'll have less crime. And in liberal America, well, you know, we'll have to build a wall between the two of us, not to keep conservatives from escaping conservative America, but keep liberal America out. Because I'd really like to see the two separated. I would. I'd like to see the two separated. And they are separating themselves. If you haven't noticed, in some of these states where they've, like in New York with the SAFE Act, Remington, Ilion, New York is where Remington has been. That is the oldest manufacturing facility in the U.S. of any kind ever. And all but 45 jobs are going to be done away with in Ilion, New York, and moved somewhere else into the southeast because of the climate there for the product they build. And America is separating. And our administration is encouraging it, while at the same time calling these companies hypocritical for up and moving and taking out of the economy. It's almost as if we don't know they're lying. Let's go into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.